Blog Talk Radio.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long, caught somewhere between a boy and man.
Of Hazel Runs Her Mouth, coming to you live from my living room, hidden somewhere on the north side of Milwaukee, but always ready for a good time and having good fun. So the summer is slowly coming to an end. All the kids are slowly starting to go back to school around the country, and the weather just hasn't caught up yet. We are still in the throes of a heat wave. And my goodness, what can you say? I mean, it's just this next few days apparently coming up. We've got heat and humidity and all the good stuff in between. However, one thing I will do is not complain in regards to this, because we have got it so much better than some parts of the country right now. I have friends who, you know, sadly are stuck in Louisiana, where the rain and the bad weather has caused flooding, like serious flooding. We're not just on about a little bit. that's caused serious flooding, likes of which some parts haven't seen since Hurricane Katrina. You know, people have had to evacuate their homes, including a couple of good friends of mine. And it's just, it's really crazy out there. It really is. Those of you who don't know, we actually do have a fundraiser going on for Vicky and her husband right now. Whatever you can give. Vicky's the type of person, if you gave her a dollar, she would damn well make that dollar work. You know, so if anybody has got anything that they're willing to donate in regards to her, you know, that would be awesome. We've also got a few items for sale on our fundraiser right now. We're hoping other people will, like, add their stuff to it too. And just make this, like, a real success for her. You know, if you've, you know, wanted to donate directly to her, her PayPal information is up on Facebook. I put it on the fundraiser so that people can see it. They can donate directly to her. Any items that you buy from me, you will not be sending me the money, with the exception of the shipping. You will be sending all that money directly to her. There will be no middleman. It will be directly to her. And that way we can make sure as much of the funds can go as possible. And if you're feeling generous and want to donate a little bit more, then that's awesome. I have actually spoken with her, and she is going to let me know when she gets back to see her house what items she actually needs. And if, you know, if then she's going to give me a list, we'll post that up. And if you see anything on there that you can specifically help with, just let us know. You know, put on the list, underneath the list, oh, I can help send her a pack of two pillowcases or, you know, something like that. It's going to come down to if we can help her get the smaller things, if the stuff's ruined, like bedding and bathroom stuff and curtains, those types of things. If we can get arranged to get her those types of things, then that will be great. It'll help with the expenses so that her and her husband can, you know, deal with, okay, we've got to get new mattresses. You know, we got to get a new couch, that type of thing. It's so much easier when you're not being nickel and dime to death with the smaller stuff. This is what I'm doing. I am getting a bunch of the flat rate shipping boxes from the post office, and I'm going to pack as much in there. Those boxes have a 70-pound weight limit, and trust me, I can make that box fit with everything in there. And if you think about things like pillowcases, they come when you get them from the store, they're so nicely packed up. You could put a couple of pillowcases in there. You could put a pack of bed sheets, whatever she's going to need. Let's work together as a community and help her out. She never asked for anything from anyone. She didn't even know. Well, I told her that we'd have people help, but she didn't realize we were going to make it an actual event and everything. Excuse me, yawning. But let's just make this as, you know, as good as possible for her and her family. They're right now, they're currently stuck, you know, staying in a hotel. That's a lot of money right there. And what people don't realize is that that cost of the hotel, you know, that has to come from somewhere. So other things get put to the side. And hopefully, you know, with everything going on, she'll be able to get things sorted out, get things situated, and we'll go from there. So while you're thinking about that, we are going to play another song. I'm going to find a really good one, one that I like, and we will be right back. Weekend. It started out on Saturday afternoon where a young man was shot and killed by a police officer. Basically what had happened is this gentleman in question had broken into a home and stole a gun and ammunition. He was then seen in their car, a getaway car or a stolen car. The cop pulled him over and the guy bailed and ran and turned around and tried shooting him with the stolen gun. The police officer shot off a couple of rounds, striking him, and sadly, the guy was killed. Saturday night, there were riots in Milwaukee. 6 businesses were looted and set on fire. As well as that, there was also people hurt, rocks and stuff were thrown. Apparently garbage cans were set on fire, all that kind of thing, because a criminal got shot and killed. That's what he is. We're not going to beat around the bush or anything. He was a criminal and he was shot and killed. Sunday night, a pretty similar thing happened. It wasn't on such a big scale, but, you know, it still happened. Excuse me yawning. and it was still, you know, a lot of problems. It really was. There was one bar there she showed while I was watching it. One, I don't know if it was a bar or a store. Some guys threw rocks at it and tried getting in, and the owner came out with a baseball bat. And to me, that's perfect. That's what you do, protect your own. So, you know, with all that being said, it was relatively, it wasn't as bad as it had been. And somebody actually pointed out, you know, there was this one guy came out and said that it was all due to the police failing to protect them, the police failing to stand up for people and shooting innocent people. Well, if you're brandishing a stolen gun, driving a stolen car, and you aim a stolen gun at a police officers are trained to shoot to kill. They're not trained to go, oh, there, never mind, did you get enough hugs as a child? So you've got to expect certain outcomes. But what gets me in all of this is there's never an outcry when an innocent person gets shot. There was a little girl, aged 10 years old, who was shot in her bedroom by a stray bullet. There were no protests. There were no riots over there. It's just like, oh, whatever. But when it involves a police officer, then we society seems to lose their minds, and everybody is innocent, and, oh, they should have done this, they should have done that. Well, you want to make changes in society, maybe you need to start focusing on the things that actually make sense. Like, if somebody gets killed by a stray bullet, protest the gangs, protest the violence, protest the gun violence. You know, come together as a community to help those people. You know, why are you going out, you know, acting foolish over somebody who is actually a criminal? No, he didn't deserve to die. Nobody does. But the moment you have a stolen weapon in your hand and you are making threats towards the police, you are playing 50-50 with your life. You are playing dice with your life. You're either going to win and walk away from it, or you're going to lose and you are going to die. That's basically it summed up in a nutshell. Now, you know, everybody then protests is screaming, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. It brings me on to something else. If Black Lives Matter, why isn't there a Black Lives boat down in freaking Louisiana right now helping people down there? Or do only Black Lives Matter when it involves a police shooting? You can't pick and choose when a life matters to someone. And, you know, the fact that only Black Lives Matter when cops are involved and a cop shoots a black person says really a lot about the society. It says to me that what it means is that perhaps the people who run Black Lives Matter are thugs and hooligans who are only looking out for other thugs and hooligans. The message has gotten lost. You seriously need to pick and choose your battles, and battling over somebody who was a career criminal just isn't going to cut it. What we need to be doing is protecting the lives of those who are innocent on the streets and getting those people saved and helping those people. But obviously that doesn't make headlines, you know, and that's what the sad thing is. It really is. You have to excuse me, I'm getting a drink. But, yeah, it just makes me sad, though, however, that these people are burning down, you know, businesses that are, you know, employ, you know, some of the black community and serve some of the black community. What some people don't actually realize is one of the liquor stores that was actually burnt down, it was more like a convenience store. They had a little grocery store and everything in there. And the man who ran it helped out people in his community. If somebody came in and said, you know, okay, I need this loaf of bread, some eggs, and some milk, and didn't have enough money, he would let them get the stuff anyway and say to him, okay, we'll just put that down as a tab. You can pay me when you've got the money. And he'd done that for a lot of people. So you're burning down the building of somebody who was actually helping, you know, helping people, being kind to people, making sure that people had food. You would be surprised what a mom with kids can do with, a dozen eggs and a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk. Trust me, kids love their French toast and sweet stuff. You can make up a nice big batch of French toast and all that kind of thing. You're taking food out of kids' mouths. And the same with, you know, by burning and looting these places, you end up with buildings where people are displaced. They don't have jobs to go to. O'Reilly was another. O'Reilly Auto Parts was another one that was burnt down. And thankfully, those people who work in O'Reilly have been offered jobs in other O'Reilly locations. And either some other car parts businesses have come forward and said, look, if they don't have work for you, we'll find you a job. But it's just sad. BP, this is the worst bit. This is where idiots really, really, to me, take the piss. The BP gas station that was burnt down, yeah, they set a freaking gas station on fire. They burnt that building to the ground while the three workers were still locked inside. The workers had to wait for an armed police vehicle to come and smash in the door to get them out. I mean, seriously, you're going to, you know, you, what is it? It really is. And I just don't have any words for it. And the sad part in it all is that nobody really seems to want to care about it. You know, they don't want to, you know, help those people who, you know, who need the help. And it, I don't know, it just gets to me. It really does. Because, you know, there's so many people who need help and everything, and you're just making the situation work. If you wanted to honor the memory of the guy who got killed, do something for the family. Do not burn stuff down. On that note, we will be right back. I'm just going to play another song.
Jason.
Get jazzy on.
I'm that flight that you get on. International. First class seat on my lap, girl. Riding comfortable. Cause I know what that girl them need. New York to Haiti. I got that 6 counts on my passport. You make it hard to leave. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me. Jazzy on them.
You know the words in my song. No, I habla English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. I know what that girl them want. London to Taiwan. I got this 6 stamps on my passport. I think I need a new one. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
Talk dirty to me.
girl them skill artist. Shanda Ball, some give it to, some give it to, some give it to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty. Baby girl, all my girls, all my girls. Shanda Ball say, well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Because of the girl, them broke out on the floor. From you don't wanna work Chris Papama. From you don't wanna man work, can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, nah eat no yam, no steam fish, nah no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. And girl, you got to test out, but you know we are start, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if you test out of me, if you test out, cause I got the remedy for make you de-stress out. Me have a flat, it become me God bless out. And girl, if you want it, you have to contest out. And a life where we need set speed, if you test him and test out. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. I'm crazy now, this year, Travis and a Bridget and Flavor Show. Time to make baby now, so stop going like you, I get shady, yo. Woman, don't play me now, cause I'm a fist and fart, not greedy, yo. My loving is the way to go, my loving is the way to go. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Right here, keep it undercover. Come and love all your fits in your blouse and your fat in your jeans. I'm a wild discover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me utter? Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. See the girl them broke out on the floor. From you don't wanna work his performer. From you don't wanna man work, can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, nah eat no yam, no steam fish, nah no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom.
Hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause I'm you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck dead and flown it. If you freak dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck dead and flown it.
I'm a big Catfish fan of the TV show, not Catfishing People, and I absolutely love how, you know, they, how in-depth they go into, but the one question I have is, how much do you think is actually true and how much of this is set up? I've seen several episodes that have made me think, you know, that some of them could be a little bit set up and everything. But I'm really not sure because, you know, having dealt with the internet and internet dating and stuff, some of it seems very, very realistic. There's a lot of people who I know have had, you know, dealt with fake people online. I can honestly say there's a couple of people who I dealt with who sent actually younger photos of themselves. And, you know, when I actually met them, they're completely, completely different. Or they sent set photos of family members. So you can see the resemblances there, but, it's not actually them. And it's really, you know, it's kind of weird if you ask me, but, you know, in this world you can literally change who you are with the stroke of a keyboard. And I don't know, it's just, to me, it's very bizarre. But then I think, you know, with how busy everybody's lives get, reaching out and trying to find someone online today is a lot different than, you know, how it is now. So there's that. I'm also reading, like, some news articles online at the moment, and there's one that has been updated from today, and I did read it earlier about two U.S. swimmers who were removed from flight in Rio. And I'll just read it to you. This is from CNN. It says, U.S. swimmers Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz were removed from their flight from Rio de Janeiro to the United States by Brazilian authorities. Earlier this week, the two swimmers were with teammates Ryan Lochte and James Sagan, who wanted for questioning by Brazilian police after questions were raised over their accounts of being robbed. An Olympic swimmer, it says, their passports were seized. They were issued a search and seizure warrant early on Sunday. Oh, today after they were robbed. I'm just trying to see what it says about. It says, swim team moved out of their village after their competition ended, so were not available to make the athletes, you know, available to Brazilian authorities. It says, the swimmers reported being robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning in a taxi bound for the Olympic Village by individuals posing as armed police officers. The robbery drew in which one of the bandits was said to have put a gun to Lockett's head reportedly occurred after the athletes left a party at the French hospitality house. Civil police say they're still looking for the taxi driver the athletes say they were with when they were robbed. Police have asked that the driver come forward. The seizure warrant for the men's passports, if served, would prevent them from leaving the country. Sandusky said due to security protocols, he could not disclose the swimmer's whereabouts, but one of the swimmers had already returned to the U.S., his attorney said. Ostro said Lucky, a gold medal winner in Rio, had fully cooperated with the Brazilian authorities. He sat for a victim interview with the Brazilian tourist authorities. The USOC security, State Department, FBI, and anybody else the Brazilian authorities requested to be present. He left for the U.S. as he was planning to do after he competed in events. He was not asked by Brazilian authorities to remain in Brazil for further investigation. Had they asked, he would have stayed and assisted. They still have not reached out to ask for additional information. Early Wednesday, the lawyer said that he and Lockheed stood by the account provided to the authorities. The judge's questions, let's see what it says. The judge said police need more time to assess whether the U.S. swim has provided false information and if they filed a false crime report. The judges said the athlete's behavior upon arrival at the Olympic Village, combined with the inconsistencies in their statement, led to police to question the veracity of their claim. The judge noted that Lucky said a single robber approached the athletes and demanded all their money. Fain's statement said a number of robbers had targeted the athletes, but only one was armed. Another potential issue highlighted by the judge was the behavior of the athletes on the arrival in the village aftermath. It seems that the alleged victims found their physical and psychological integrity was unshaken, even falling around with each other. This is referring to video footage from security cameras. Public speculation has been fueled by the release of the video obtained by a newspaper, which is said it was filmed shortly after. The video appears to show the swimmers returning to the village looking relatively relaxed in possession of very high-value items, which might have been taken if there was an armed robbery. A spokeswoman for the civil police told CNN that the case has attracted attention among Brazilians because the victim said their phones and watches hadn't been taken, items that would have been a prize target for thieves in Rio. She added that the issuance of a search and seizure warrants was not a routine procedure, but was sometimes done when concerns arose that information had been withheld. She said that after the statement to the police, the three other swimmers were asked to present themselves at the police station to give their accounts. So far, only one had done it. Initial reports regarding the robbery were confusing, with International Olympic Committee spokesman first claiming that the reports were absolutely not true. He later backtracked and apologized and saying he was relying on initial information from the U.S. Olympic Committee. He said, we were pulled over in the taxi and these guys came out with a police badge, no lights, no nothing, just a police badge, and pulled us over. They pulled out their guns, they told one of the other swimmers to get down on the ground. When I refused, I was like, we didn't do anything wrong, so I'm not getting down. They then pulled a gun out of his pocket, cocked it, put it to my forehead and said, get down. I put my hands up, I was like, whatever. He took our money, he took my wallet, he left my cell phone, he left my credentials. See, and this is the thing, is I understand where the judge may be coming from in that, because I have heard several times that there's been people who have gone down to Brazil and the things that they actually want to take are cell phones and watches, stuff that is easy turnover that can make, money. And especially down in Rio and Brazil and stuff, things like iPhones, Galaxy phones, those types of things, there is such a high value on them that, I can understand. I'm not saying it happened or it didn't happen, but I can understand why, why there was a question. But, on the other side of things is there's a lot of, there's a lot of corruption down there. It's easy to buy off public officials. It's been well documented of times where public officials have actually, admitted, we've got proof of that they've been paid off. And, so there's a lot of things that, just don't make any sense. And the fact that these guys are saying they were robbed by somebody claiming to be police also raises eyebrows. In the sense that if there is a corrupt police force, then, there's just a lot going on that just I find really strange on both sides, over it. So try to see what else has gone. There was actually one thing, and I cannot find the article. Let me see if I can find it. It was actually about Ellen DeGeneres. Let me find it. As some of you know, obviously the Olympics are on. You have to be blind not to you have to have just not been in touch with reality in order to not understand that. One of the runners literally ran. His name is Usain Bolt. This guy, I mean, he's just fast. And he makes it look so easy as well. When he runs, he just makes it look like he's going out for a gentle walk along the lakefront. He just glides. He is a pure, to me, he is a pure athlete. I mean, everything about him says that this is what he was made for. He, you know, he shows such grace and when he does this running, and to me, it's such a great thing to see. Now, he won this race, and he was going against somebody who, they've had a friendly rivalry between them, and he beat the guy, and he looked over at the end, and he kind of smiled at him. Now, Ellen DeGeneres had edited a photo and put her right in the back of this with, "This is how I'm running errands from now on." And basically, the internet exploded over it. People are not happy by, you know, what they've done. A lot of people are saying it's culturally insensitive and could be offensive. They said, racist or not, it's in poor taste. So what I'm going to try and do is, if I can get the volume up on this, but I don't know if, here we go. Let me see. Oh, what the heck was that? I'm going to play it, see if you can hear it. This is a commercial, bear with me a second. Obviously, with all the political stuff going on, there's a lot of political commercials. Okay, here we go.
Well, back here at home, she's known for being funny, but according to PC police, this is no laughing matter. Ellen DeGeneres has now been slammed on social media after she posted this edited photo of her riding on the back of the Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt. The caption reading, "This is how I'm running errands from now on." Well, the talk show host says she's highly aware that racism exists in our country, but she says that's not who she is. So some people thought that picture was racist. What do you think about that?
Okay, so that's basically what it was. And I honestly have, like, there's two ways of looking at it. One, I did think that it was very wrong for her to put up. She knows that the climate we're in right now is a very hot climate. It's very turbulent. Race is such a tender issue right now that doing something like that can be foreseen as being wrong. Secondly, I think those who worked for her were needed to have come out and said, you know what, you can't do this. You really shouldn't do this. And especially as, you know, there is that stigma of white women having black manservants. And for her to then be on the back of a black man and say, "This is how I'm running my errands from now on," she could have done something completely different. You know, seriously, there's a lot of memes going around. I've seen some great ones that have really made me laugh in regards to, you know, so like the Michael Phelps ones, those are brilliant. Some of those are brilliant. And I've seen a couple of the ones with this runner that are really great. You know, things like that look on your face when mum offers you the last piece of cake and, you know. No, it's just silly things like that. None that will be perceived as racist. And as I say, in this day and age that we're in right now, we're going through that social change again where racism is a big deal. It is a big issue. And a lot of people are offended by those types of things. So with that being said, you know, it's, I think it could have been better. There could have been a lot more better calls in regards to that. So we're going to play, excuse me, another song, and we'll be right back.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let